celebrate this feast of the precious blood of Jesus, not too far away from the celebration of Corpus Christi, and it is a feast that we just celebrate as Franciscans of the Immaculate. It used to be in the old calendar, and we have permission to celebrate in the new. And so similar to, we receive the body of Christ, we also receive the blood, so we celebrate the Corpus Christi, and we can also celebrate this feast of the precious blood, even though the blood is present in the body of Christ. And so celebrating the precious blood of Christ, we celebrate also on Corpus Christi, but we bring out the greater significance of the blood of Christ in this celebration. And certainly we see that if we think of the body of Christ, we think of more in the effect of our Lord's Last Supper and giving us himself as food to nourish us and strengthen us and cleanse us of our sins to a certain extent, and to bring us on our journey to give us a foretaste of heaven where we'll be united to our Lord. In the precious blood, we think of the blood that he shed for us in a violent way. And we see he shed his blood through violence, violence upon him, to show his to the extent that our Lord will go to show his love for us, that he would allow violence to be inflicted upon him. And then he sheds his blood, the blood that color, that violet color of blood red that he shows to show again in a stark way his love for us and what he will do for us. What will he not do for us? Nothing. He will not do for our salvation. And so this precious blood is powerful. You know, we think of the blood of Christ being poured over us to cleanse us from our sins. And in the book of Apocalypse, the saints are there washed in the blood of the Lamb, and they're wearing white robes, cleansed of their sins to be worthy of the kingdom of heaven. So we want to be cleansed of our sins. We call upon ourselves the blood of Christ to cleanse us from our sins. And it is the blood of Christ that cleanses us, not anything that we do. Of course we cooperate and we ask for the forgiveness of sins. We can make amends for our sins, but we can make amends only because of the blood of Christ. That's the merit we have for our forgiveness of our sins, comes only from the blood of Christ. So we call upon us the blood of Christ to continually wash away our sins and to know that we are unworthy of that. But it's only God's mercy. And so we can call upon ourselves the blood of Christ throughout our life and for our brethren as well. I think of a sister who was telling me how she was praying for somebody who was in the hospital in a coma, and she just went into the church and prayed most of the day and asked for the blood of Christ to be poured upon that person. Found out later that night the person came out of the coma and was on their way to health. So we can pray for others through the blood of Christ, and we go into confession, and there we are washed in the blood of Christ in confession and forgiveness of sins. So we are reminded in a stark way of the importance of and the significance of the blood of Christ washed over us and what Jesus has done. He poured out all of his blood to the last drop on the cross with the spear through his side to show the utter extent of what Jesus does for us and how much he loves us. And so we thank our Lord. We're full of thanks to Jesus today, and let us return that with all the love of our hearts.
Misericordes oculos, a nos condede, et Jesus.